Love.
I'm Ben.
I'm Barry.
And this is
two beers
and a
microphone.
Why do you always fuck that part up?
Well, that's just the way that I am. I always fuck things up. Benji.
You do always fuck things up. Hello, BMers. We're back after a long hiatus.
We have been gone for a while.
We have.
Not since the drunken spectacular with Drunk Dan.
Ah, yes, my drunk friend Dan, who was just great. We still have that picture. We sent it to a couple of people, and they, unfortunately, their emails specifically stated, please do not read this over the air. So I think we have to honor that.
I think so.
They were very gracious, and they actually gave us good marks, which I don't know what's wrong with them.
Maybe
we really asked for mediocrity.
It's possible. Maybe they don't understand English. Maybe they heard that and said, "What the hell is that?" And they just followed the.
They used Google Translator.
Yeah, maybe. And Google Translator probably was kind to us. We can only hope. Now it has been weather. I should maybe rephrase it
yes.
in the form of a question or a sentence. Since our last podcast, we have had some pretty significant weather here in the Northeast.
Yes, we have.
For those that don't follow the Weather Channel or information, you know, here in the Northeast, the Vermont specifically, we've had some very serious flooding issues. We've had some.
I believe the studios got a little flooded.
They did, but that was from urine.
Oh,
yes, it was more flooding.
Next
with urine.
Time, just use a bottle or a toilet. But really, you know, a bottle can be that toilet for you when you need it, when you most need it. So long as your penis can fit through the nozzle.
Well, there should be no issue with that, Benji. So we've had concerns with flooding, concerns with possible tornadoes.
Yes.
There's been some tornadoes in southern New England. So we thought here at Two Beers and a Microphone that with the very small budget we have, we would do the best we could to get a weather analyst in here.
All right.
Now,
before we do that,
yeah.
we should probably talk about
sure.
what we're drinking here.
And I'm doing the Woodchuck Hard Cider 802.
802,
which I've been told means that it has higher alcohol content. Also nice because if I forget where I live, it has the area code right
nice.
There for me.
Well, that's important. I am drinking the Woolivers. Let's see, oatmeal stout, and Woolivers, of course, I believe is a Vermont brew. It is the organic arm of. Some Vermont company. Help me out here.
Isn't
Long Trail?
Oh, it might be. It might be. I don't.
If you work at Woolivers, feel free to correct me and send us a case of your finest Woolivers, and we will correct it on air.
Yes. That sounds like a great idea, Benji. Great idea.
I'm just a beer whore, really.
Well, aren't we? That's why we named the show as such. We're both beer whores.
How about that?
Yeah. And. Many respects of the word. So as I was saying, we decided with our budget being as limited as it is, we have about 54 cents between the two of us and some pocket lint, that we would bring in a weather expert to help us here in the Northeast
yes.
and perhaps countrywide, if this works out well enough, be able to analyze the weather that we've been seeing and maybe give us some tips of what's to come
right.
for the rest of the summer.
I should... really tell the listeners here that unfortunately we really couldn't afford anyone, let's just say, because Barbara's sitting right here, so excuse me, but academic. Can I say academic and not offend you? Academic. And get a meteorologist or anything. So we did. We got Barbara, who is it a weather girl or a weather person?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Either is okay.
So you're comfortable being called a weather girl or a weather woman?
Weather person. So
sure.
We got a weather person from who's up here visiting a relative from San Diego. So welcome.
We don't see that many tan people around here, so I am assuming she's from the West Coast.
Well,
what part of the West Coast?
I don't really know.
Well, it's Southern California. I'm pretty sure San Diego is. Southern California, but I'm sure as a weather person you know that. So
oh, yeah.
We'd hope.
Can you kind of explain to us what a tornado is? Let's start with that.
Great question, Benji.
Not really. No.
It's more complicated than we're not entirely.
I'm sure it has something to do with wind, right? I mean, it's.
Yep. There's a lot of wind
associated with a tornado. Okay.
Huh.
I
imagine that the wind. What makes the winds go kind of around in a cyclone kind of fashion? I'm sure it's. Does that have something to do with the temperature of the wind, or is there anything that would start a tornado that you would know about?
I assume that it may, but I don't know. I don't really care that much.
I don't think that San Diego actually has too many tornadoes. How do you do the weather, for example? I mean, do you look at the readouts from the analyzation that you do, or that the do you discuss at any kind of length with meteorologists what the weather patterns are like?
Not too much, no.
So what kind of models are you? Are you looking at the European models as well as the North American models? Are you tracking the El Nino and La Nina stuff since you're on the West Coast?
El Nino, I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you get that from?
I don't really know.
Well, the prompter?
Are you
the prompter? Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. I follow the prompter. Yes.
Okay. So who?
I just look at what the prompter.
So who? But who is putting the? You know, I've been in a TV studio before. I've seen how the weather. Works. You have the green screen, you have the monitors on either side, you're kind of looking at the monitors and kind of reading a script. Typically, the meteorologist is the one that is writing the script. I'm assuming that you're the one that is writing that script, and you're making the weather notes, correct?
Well, I hate to interrupt, first of all, to get away from weather, but can I have a beer?
No.
Can I open up a beer?
No. Help yourself there.
Okay.
But we did kind of invite you on to talk about the weather, so if you'd like to talk about the weather, that'd be good.
Watch the equipment.
Help yourself there. But can you
That tastes really good.
It does. It tastes it looks like you're drinking a hard cider as well.
Yeah,
that's hard cider. That's good. That's Vermont for you.
Yeah.
Maybe what kind of clouds do we have out today? Can you tell us just by looking outside, anything about the outside in terms of today's weather?
Oh, there's a few clouds in the sky. Not too many.
I would say from a very untrained perspective, there's more than a few outside. I would say that it's mostly cloudy.
A weather term, right? Mostly.
Mostly cloudy. Sure. In California, what is typically your weather? When you stand there and looking all beautiful, and I can tell that you're well built and you're statuesque blonde. But when you're standing there in your studios, what do you typically say?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara. Yeah. This has been
something.
Yeah, it's something. It's certainly something. And enjoy that beer.
I definitely will.
Or hard cider, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. This has been well worth our 54 cents in pocket limp, Benji.
Well, I guess so. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And,
So Benji, what do you think about the weather we've been having?
Well, it's been crazy. It actually ripped up my fence.
Really?
It did. Ripped up my fence, ripped up my lawn. I think they call it a downdraft.
Mm.
Mostly it was what I consider to be a mini tornado that just, hit my street and then took off again. Wow. So I guess it needs to be sustained winds of a certain amount in order for it to count. But you know what I think? Fuck those people. because it was a goddamn cyclone.
Yeah.
It ripped up everything around me and then disappeared. And you know what? I didn't have my camera out at the time, but it's no fucking downdraft. That was a goddamn tornado. Well, you were
probably huddled in the basement at the time.
We were. We went up for a quick peek, and that was more than enough time to look at what was headed our way, and that was not okay.
It was a fun night. Here at the studios that we made sure that we came in. And as all the folks know, the studios happen to be my home.
Mm.
So from the studio windows, we were looking out and seeing a rather dry street that we typically have with no rivers or no bodies of water nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Within the course of
and all of a sudden, you had lakefront property.
We did, actually. Yeah, there was actually water on just outside the window, and it was scary. And that thus the urination. It was just...
just uncontrolled urination.
Well, you know.
And you don't own a dog.
No, I mean, I couldn't blame another dog at all. I wanted
just
to.
Everyone released at once, huh?
It did, yeah. But anyway, so we got through in just a couple of days ago here in southern Massachusetts, they had some actual tornadoes come through.
They did.
We had threats of it.
They ripped their shit apart.
We were kind of hoping that Barbara, whatever the hell her name was going to be able to give us a little more insight as to what we might expect, because it's kind of scary.
Can I talk as if I was Barbara?
Let's
redo the interview. I'll be Barbara.
I'll ask you the questions.
Oh, please.
Go ahead. Barbara, thank you very much for joining us here at Two Beers and a Microphone.
It's Barb.
Thank you, Barb. Sorry about that.
I get offended when people call me Barbara.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You probably get offended if I talk about I can see your nipples now through your shirt then.
You know, she's... not completely outside the studios now, so you might want to just... can't say nipples.
I can't. Oh, no. Areolas.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Okay, anyway.
A little tact. She's still standing, in the other room here, so
she's probably enjoying her beer and being vapid.
Well.
Anyway, so...
Your wife is entertaining her anyway.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway. So wannabe Barb.
Yes.
Or faux Barb.
Yes.
What kind of weather can we continue to expect here in the Northeast, where typically, at this point, the tornado season should be winding down?
Mm.
Tornado Alley, as it's known, it has been very active late in the season, beyond its normal season. The Northeast is being affronted now by these weather events. What else can we expect the rest of the summer?
Well, first of all, you can expect a low front. Followed by a high front.
Hmm.
And part of that is due to the fact that there's moisture evaporation in the upper stratosphere. And the condensation of those create cumulus clouds that end up creating a downfall, or what we'd like to call a weather event, that culminates in a prolonged, sustained period of rainfall over the course of many days. Now, the temperature outside right now is, 70 degrees, but soon that temperature is going to, say, plummet in the wintertime and maintain itself even around, a 0 degrees Fahrenheit, which is close to minus 15 Celsius.
Hmm.
And as a result of that, you can look forward to sustained weather events over a prolonged period of time.
Oh. So really it means that we're screwed. That
the weather, yeah, I have the weather, no idea what I'm talking about. And
it sounded better than what
it sounded better.
Barbara could have been and should have been telling us.
It sounded better than that. That's you know, that's fantastic. That's what this is. That's what this is about.
Okay.
It's just sounding good, which Barbara did not. Barb.
Yeah.
San Diego has a pretty low. They have a pretty low standard.
I think it's more about what you look like than what you know or even pretend to know.
Yeah.
I mean, you pretend to know more than she'll ever actually pretend to know.
Well, that's really know. It's pretending that's really what's at key here. I mean,
I agree.
You can't not do sometimes the things that you want to do. And sometimes you get what you want but not what you need. And
almost sounds like a song.
Ben. No, this is important wisdom that I have to infer upon everyone. I'm really enjoying this Wolver.
I can tell you.
God damn it! I can't fucking maintain this. I have no clue what I'm talking about. But at least I had something to say.
You did, and that was the most important. And I think
I had nothing to say at all.
No, nothing to say at all. But I didn't mind. I didn't I've mind got sitting
two brain
next
cells
to her,
rub together. Looks like they're not rubbing anything down in California.
So that for our listeners hopefully gives them a chance to realize that, you know, we've been having some weather here, and if you've been affected, we certainly do hope that things are going well for you and your situation, and continue to keep it tuned right here to Two Beers and Microphone. For you know, we will continue to have the best weather coverage known
of
to podcast of any comedy podcast, anyways.
Of any comedy podcast, our weather events are just that.
Yeah exactly.
They are events
so
of weather.
What else is going on with you, sir?
You know, these days I'm really... first of all, I have to apologize to the listening audience because I have not gotten that drunk in our last episode in a long, long time.
My shoes are still drying, Benji.
Well, that's not normally how I like to be. And the fact that it was recorded live on air...
Made for
it made for great radio, but it was not something that I care to repeat. And so I will promise the listening audience that I will keep it to just two beers and a microphone, really, if not less.
Now, do you think it was the skunky beer though that did it, really?
That's
or was
right.
it just
it was
the
skunky.
Over? Was it just
what the hell was I drinking?
It was the Heineken keg can.
Oh my God. There was something about it. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't.
Normally I like Heineken, but that time was not. It's not good.
No, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a waste of good beer, or in this case, it was skunky beer, but still a waste because, you know, it's just one of those things we don't like to waste here. We're, you know, being in the Northeast, we're frugal, you know, kind of Yankees, and we like to make sure that we keep things...
Frugal Yankees.
Frugal. Sounds like a new musical on Broadway. It's the Frugal Yankees. La, 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 la.
Why do you automatically go gay with that? I'm just wondering. Why is it that you think of
well, I
New
mean,
Englanders,
I think Broadway
you
is kind of,
gay.
You know, when you think of a musical, I mean, I've been in countless musicals myself. And
you know,
I
should say this. You're not actually going, quote, gay. You're going effeminate, which is different than going gay.
I'm doing the Nathan
There's plenty
Lane,
of masculine.
Nathan Lane, yeah.
Yeah, gay.
Well, look at, what is it, the guy that played Wolverine. He's been in lots of Broadway musicals, and I don't think that he, I think he's as hetero as the sunset is in the West.
Now, speaking of which, have you seen the new movie X-Men?
I have not, but I do plan on seeing it.
You do?
I think.
Can I ruin it for you?
Go right ahead.
All right, here it is. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Professor X goes bald.
Ah.
It's true.
Hmm. Now.
I know you're speechless, but it's true. He goes bald.
He goes bald. Okay, let's see here. Does he end up in a wheelchair?
He does.
Fuck.
He does. I ruined everything, didn't I?
Now does he have? Now, here's
Magneto. He survives.
Oh, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep.
And his name is Eric.
Yes.
Okay. One other question.
Yes.
The blue creature. What's the blue creature's name?
There's actually many blue creatures in this one.
Oh, see, I've seen the previews. And can they all look like Rebecca Romaine Stamos?
I shouldn't say too much.
Oh.
I shouldn't say too much.
Because if they all look like Rebecca Romaine Stamos, then we might have something here.
There's I shouldn't say too much.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't.
There's a lot of blue creatures in this fucking film.
So maybe
there's far too many.
So maybe it's a social commentary about the blue creatures are in all of us. They're out there and they're part of every one of us, and we all may know a blue creature.
The only blue or no, I mean I've got my purple headed warrior, but I don't think that counts as blue.
Now are they like Smurfs? Do they live in a magic mushroom hut, and are they taunted by a cat named Ariel and a guy named
Gargamel? Now we should mention something right now. We should mention something.
Okay.
You wanna go ahead and confess?
Yeah, sure. What am I confessing?
Tell the listening audience about Smurfs. Go ahead.
Smurfs?
Yes, tell them.
That confess. They're real?
Confess, come on.
I guess I'm not.
It turns out our co-anchor has a story about Smurfs.
Oh, well, I do.
Confess.
Okay, so I have to confess. About a year or so ago, I did some
true story.
Yes,
this
is 100% true. Yes. I did some soul searching, and I found out that there were some auditions happening in New York City.
Yes.
So I and my wife went down there for an audition.
Mm-hmm. To the Big Apple.
The Big Apple, and we were right there. We're actually right across the studios from the Letterman Studios, the Ed Sullivan Theater, which is where I was auditioning. One of the roles I auditioned for was a Wendy's commercial, for a new ad campaign they had planning. And the second one I auditioned for was for an unnamed Smurf. I think I probably would have been a good Grady Smurf.
Definitely not a Papa Smurf.
No,
you don't have the scruffy voice for Papa Smurf.
I don't, and I don't think red tights look that great on me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was for the new movie coming out, actually, I think probably next year. There's a Smurf movie.
No, I thought it was this summer.
Is it this summer? It might be. I, as you can tell now, I'm still here, and I'm not in Hollywood now, living the high life.
Living the dream.
Having been a Smurf. So I don't want to ruin the story, but I did very well in the audition. The casting agents enjoyed my performance, but due to whatever the reason why, I think it had to do with I wasn't fully ready. I didn't have professional headshots ready to go.
Why do you need professional head? This is just my thing. Why do you need professional headshots for voice acting?
I don't know. That's a great
question.
I'm
just going to throw that out there. If you need headshots for voice acting, I just don't know that you're in the right profession.
That's true.
Shouldn't you have some sort of digital card that has some samples of your voice?
Well,
wouldn't that be better?
They actually were going to work on that with me, but something happened behind the scenes, and I wasn't as good as they ended up telling me I originally was. That was okay though, Benji, because I think so. Well,
are you sure somebody didn't choke? You know, sometimes if you can give another guy a blowjob while choking him, he can get a higher. And this is true. You can get a higher potency out of your orgasm.
Isn't that like the NXS guy did that, and he ended up going too far, right?
Well, yeah.
That's the, sure. What's that? What is that?
Don't we all do that? Yeah, the NXS guy got loaded, and then he decided to choke himself while masturbating.
Autoerotic asphyxiation, right?
Yeah,
is that the,
yeah.
the actual... Yeah.
So you never know. Somebody could have done that to a producer, and you're out.
Hmm.
Did you offer that?
Well,
did you offer that?
Well, there was a guy after me that I thought perhaps may have
You know,
been
for off. The Smurfs, I'd do it.
Really?
Oh yeah, to be part of the Smurfs? Are you kidding me?
But
I would throw that noose around anyone's neck and just suck them dry.
Really?
Well, it'd have to be for something like the Smurfs. I mean, it couldn't be for something mundane.
See, I wasn't that into the Smurfs, though. I mean, the Smurfs. I wasn't into that until I found out who was cast as Smurfette.
Ooh, is this okay? Who was cast?
Katy Perry.
You
cast as Smurfette.
Are kidding me.
I could have been standing next to Katy Perry delivering my blue Smurf lines.
Of course, you wouldn't have been.
You know that, right? But I may have met her
as
at the premiere.
As a matter of fact, I believe the last Shrek movie, none of the voice actors each other until the opening night.
I know, but I still would have met her on opening night, Andrew. Maybe she would have married... Well, see, I say this as a married man, so... I don't want to come across as being an adulterer, because certainly not.
No.
But I could have been standing next to Katy Perry. Maybe she wouldn't have been married to that schlub Arthur wannabe, Russell Brandt, who I think is the most person out there.
Here's an interesting story about Katy Perry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You probably didn't know. Katy Perry.
Is she a man? Are you going to break my heart?
No, it's not actually Katy Perry.
Really?
Really. Now, her name actually is Kate.
Okay.
But believe it or not, her real name is Kate Hudson.
Really?
Yeah, but because there's already a famous Kate Hudson, she changed her name to Katy Perry.
Any particular reason why it was Katy Perry and not Katy, I don't know, anything else? Did she like...
Who knows? I mean, we fucking just had a weather girl here from fucking San Diego who didn't know what the fucking weather was. I mean, who knows why people make stupid-ass decisions in their
Maybe she liked detective shows and was really big on crime dramas of, like, the 60s and 70s and a la Perry Mason. Maybe it's...
She left the studios yet?
Barb? I think she may...
We gotta... Oh, hey! Oh,
there
hey.
She's.
can we can ask you just a couple more questions. Is that okay?
Okay.
Well, she seems happier about this than she did before. Come on and back to the studio.
Hey, we got to ask you a couple questions about your history. Is that all right? Just you know, just to finish out the show here. We only got a couple of minutes left, but I'm curious. How did you get into meteorology? Or excuse me, weather. How did you get into journalism? Weather journalism. How did you get into?
She's a journalist.
How did you get into the television world?
How I think
that's not. I'm sorry. Was that complex for you?
Maybe you should.
How did you get? What did you decide to do with your life? You decided to.
I wanted to be a weather girl.
A weather person. So, what made you decide to be a weather person?
I don't really know.
Was it for the fame, the fortune? Was it for all the weather man or all the anchor man ash you were gonna get? What did you see the movie Anchorman with Ron Burgundy and think to yourself, boy, I'd like to be on the set with an Anchorman and give the weather what?
I just thought it would be fun to be on TV. I really didn't care about the
weather. You graduated from high school and you went on to journalism school, and from there you became a weather journalist.
Correct.
Are you just saying correct, or is that correct? And you're kind of looking at me like...
I don't know.
What high school
did... I would think that you would know. I mean, if anyone would know, you would know. This is... God damn it. Shit.
Yeah,
I'm just going to... No, I'm gonna free ball it right now. Look, you should know your own fucking history. What prompted you to be a weather person? I would like you to actually analyze that choice. What in your life made you want to do that, Barb? Do I have to allow time for processing here? I mean, come on, just...
My mother thought I should go to school for that.
So you actually went to school. You actually passed the grades for that.
Yes.
What degree? What degree program?
I don't really remember.
Jesus Christ!
I didn't really care.
Look, God damn it! Look! You're on television. You're stunningly beautiful. You're in San Diego. We get it. But you should at least tell us how you went from point A to point B. There should be something in there. There should be some kind that you can't just say, I don't know. You know. Yes, you do. It's in there. It's somewhere in there. What made you do this?
I know you don't like to hear it, but I don't know. I really don't know.
Jeez.
I did it, I guess, because people told me I should.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
And then I thought about it, and I did think I would like to be on television. I thought it might be easy. I could just point to different things.
No, yep.
On the map.
Okay. You know? Yep.
Well, this has been another exciting edition of Two Beers and a Mic. Benji, I think we need to have you go get some air. I think,
I'm going to get some air, and I'm going to take some time.
We should probably have you two separated for a few moments.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ciao.